Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss smuggling your boyfriend's ashes in a butt plug, the worst kinds of people on The Amazing Race, Mr. Peanut giving away the Nutmobile for No Nut November, and why Justin Bieber was afraid of Judge Judy. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello?
Big baby stretch yawn.
I was yawning. Big yawny baby. Little yawnerson.
No.
Do you like to put your finger in somebody's mouth when they're yawning?
Probably.
Have you ever done it?
I mean, I'll
Has anybody ever done it to you? Certainly I've done it to you.
You know they... As a baby carrot is what they say.
It doesn't take much to bite through a finger. The same strength you need for a carrot. What's with the carrots that are purple and white and stuff? You know, the bag of carrots that are like, it's like a funfetti bag of carrots? Dorit medley?
This whole time you thought it was Dorit?
Oh my God, really?
No.
I don't know. I've never said it out
You're
loud. Dorit medley.
But there's...
Dorit Is that her name? Hemsley.
But they're both housewives. So Dorit...
Shut up. Are any of them even married?
Dorit.
I'm done with them being called housewives. It's all falsities.
Dorit is married. Dorinda is a widow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a witch. She's a witch.
No, she was.
Do any of them practice witchcraft?
Yes, there is one on Beverly Hills for one season only, and her name was Carlton. And she was a one season wonder, and she was a witch.
Okay. All right, and that is all of our Real Housewives quota for the week.
This was the best 1 minute of the podcast I've ever had. You should bring more questions to the table each week.
Okay, I will. Investigative journalism on my time.
If you've got a question, I've got an answer.
Corey, what's new? How was your weekend?
I had a very busy weekend.
No, you didn't.
I went to a gay engagement party.
An engagement party?
Yeah.
Who proposed to who?
Two gay friends.
The girl that's proposed to the guy? Which one's the girl?
They're both girls.
Oh, for the girls.
For the girls.
Okay. Which one's the...
And at the engagement party, the one said, "Hey, sharks, ever been engaged?" And I felt bullied.
Why? Because you haven't?
Because I've never been engaged, but I was mad to be missing Shark Tank right when he said it.
Mad about you?
Yes.
That Shark Tank woman keeps popping up on my For You page.
Barbara Cochran?
She has got social media on lock.
Oh, God. Did you see she did one of those fake, you know, the TikTok where the guy pretends to run into people and ask if he can see their apartment?
I saw. And she goes, "You're the guy who looks at apartments." And I thought, do we know what the guy who looks at apartments looks like?
Do we believe him at all? It's all fake.
Well, I don't care either way. I don't watch it. Who's watching that? People that live in New York, because it's only about people that live in New York, right?
And they're like, oh, my house is messy and I pay $600 a month. And he's like, oh, you want to see it right now?
Ugh. Well, how was Barbara's house?
As if anyone, she had a guest bedroom that had I'm going to say it wrong because I pronounce all Pokemon wrong. Articuno.
Okay.
A big decal of Articuno above the bed.
Okay. Is she a Pokemon fanatic?
To be fair, I wasn't really. I was like sliding the bar across the bottom and like jumping
the Barbara?
All over the. Sliding the Barbara across the bottom because I was like, I'm not going to watch all 5 minutes of this, but I would like to see into her home. And so I skipped around. It was beautiful. She has construction on her terrace.
Okay.
and a Pokemon decal over the bed in one of the bedrooms.
They're just like us.
Celebs. I don't have any Pokemon decals on my walls.
But do you have construction going on in your neighborhood?
Always. It's San Francisco.
I do too.
Baby.
Yeah. See, we all live in, you know,
there's always
we're all
like
same, but different.
There's always like a scaffolding on the sidewalk, and I'm like, do I walk under that? It seems dangerous.
It gives me, somebody can break into my house via scaffolding, right?
Climb the window.
It also gives me, high school production,
rent.
Get to the
Fiddler?
Second floor. Yes, get to the second floor of whatever the building is that, like, the set is. Hello, Dolly, when she needs to come down the stairs.
It's
they
funny
have to,
that
they have to take the scaffolding up.
It's funny that you, A, think my school had a drama program, and B, had enough wherewithal to have, like, a second floor area.
Well, when we when everything's...
One... What was it
Go
called?
On.
We had one partition that had to be hand painted every year.
Oh my. You could take a spoon to it.
Yeah, it was like the rock out front of the high school also, just covered in layers of paint.
Hey, did you ever paint that rock?
Yes, all the time.
Whose rock?
I painted the one in front of my high school. I painted the one in front of my friend's high school. I never painted the one at Michigan State.
Neither did I. You have to, like, sleep overnight at it to, like, get dibs.
I think you have to, like, I think there's, like, a list. I think someone runs a calendar for the one at Michigan State.
Oh, that's not very punk of that.
What if we got a big rock? We should get a big rock to start painting somewhere but put teeth in it.
Did you see what somebody tweeted us?
I did.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that?
It was, like, Psychobabble merch but for pet rocks.
Put that on the Discord. Put it in Babylon right now. It was disturbing, and it was only, I think it said, so it was like seven rocks, big rock, like medium-sized rocks maybe. And did they carve holes into the rocks?
Was there a chisel moment?
I don't know, but there's teeth inside all of the rocks, as if it's like the rocks have mouths. And I don't know if the teeth are real. I don't know if they're chatter teeth. I don't know. I couldn't really zoom in. All I saw was, I think it was listed for 15 and the price got lowered to 10.
Whimsical porch rocks.
I need to figure out, how do I get them? Do they ship? How much is shipping?
Is there a zipper where you can zip the mouths closed? I'm now zooming in. Is it to keep the teeth clean? Why is there a zipper?
Is there?
Yes. I'm dropping it now.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Hey! did you
think of why?
Did you see?
What?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh, there's the picture. Oh my God. Wait. I thought the zipper was like grills or something. I don't know what I thought it was. It is a zipper.
Maybe to keep the mouth clean at night.
So they're not up laughing throughout the night?
If you could zip your mouth shut at night so spiders didn't crawl in, would you?
No. No, I often have sharp boogers. And so, like, I don't want to, like, dry out my boogers even more.
I mean, I think
all that airflow will dry it.
I think those are rocks made out of clay. I don't think those are rocks that have been chiseled into.
That would make more sense.
Hey, what's going on in Harrison, Ohio, where these rocks are being sold? If any of you live close by, you should do a close by.
Did you see? There was a tweet. Okay, I'm going to just read it to you. It's also in episode topic ideas. It says, an Australian woman was wearing her sex toy at the airport, and she was stopped by security. Authorities detained the young woman only to find out she was wearing a toy with her boyfriend's ashes inside.
She had a butt plug with her boyfriend's ashes in her butt trying to go TSA.
Hell yeah.
Did you watch the TikTok?
There's a TikTok?
It's of her approaching the line being like, well, he's still in me. Gotta see how this goes.
No. Well, is it metal or is it glass? Because you can... Well, first of all, who doesn't have TSA pre-check? Oh, I guess this is Australia.
I mean, it would still beep if there's something, right? Or do you think she did the hands over head scanner one?
If you go on the hands on over your head scanner one, they'll absolutely see it.
Yeah.
If you go through TSA pre-check, keep your shoes on, go through the scanner, the metal detector, they'll also see it unless it's like a glass butt plug. But I would be so scared of a glass butt plug.
Would she? She said she wanted to keep him in there because it was her boyfriend's favorite place. And where's your favorite place? Where should I put your ashes?
I also like that whoever posted this on the Discord, is this their screenshot? Because if so, they were listening to The Daily while they screenshotted this. And from NPR.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me. I haven't listened to The Daily in days. This was Justin submitted this. Justin?
I Googled it after Justin submitted it, and that's how I found out that there was a TikTok of her before. Mm. And then her dad had to call her dad.
Oh, okay.
Y'all, dad, I'm at the airport. They found him. They found him.
Okay.
I have more questions.
What are your questions? Hopefully I can answer.
So, like, do you tell your boyfriend's parents, like, I would like a bit of his ashes to go into the butt plug? Or do you just ask for the ashes and then it's up to you what you do with it?
I don't know. Maybe they divvied them. Maybe they all took a handful.
If I asked your mom for a bit of your ashes, do you think she'd give them?
First of all, you wouldn't be asking. My mom doesn't. She's not going to be having my ashes. How do you think my mom's going to get my ashes?
Who do you think's going to have them?
I don't know.
As a single,
if something has never been less my issue, it's this.
As a single boy with no marriage, if you die, it's your parents making your decisions. Do you have a will?
Yeah, of course I've got a will.
Does it explain what to do with your ashes?
It doesn't say who gets my ashes.
Exactly. Does it say you're getting burned?
It says, yeah, burn me to a crisp.
Okay.
Add some flavor.
Well, who do you think's getting your ashes? Me?
I don't know.
Me at Judge Judy against your mom and your dad?
Oh, what a transition you're giving us, Corey. Cool. Speaking of Judge Judy.
I was being serial.
Speaking of Judge Judea. Oh, my God. She's back in the news. She's back. Judy's back.
Judy's never left the news. Judy is the news. Judy brings the news.
Judy's
brings the funk.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Judy, because she's back, and she says that her former neighbor, Justin Bieber, used to avoid her because he's scared to death of her.
Yeah, he should be. Didn't he, like, throw eggs and food at his neighbor's house? Didn't he throw a ham at his neighbor's house or something?
What?
Yes, we discussed it on the podcast. I'm having memories.
I've never had such a feeling, sensation, memories.
I'm Googling it. Justin Bieber throws food at neighbors. Yeah, TMZ, 2014. The year was hot. Justin Bieber throws eggs at his neighbor's house. He had to pay $80,000 for it. And he got charged with misdemeanor vandalism.
Well, he's changed since then. It's been 8 years. Now he lives, well, he doesn't live by Judge Judy anymore. But when they did, apparently, Judy says that he was paying the front door people to let them know when she was there, when she was coming, when she was going, so that he wouldn't have to bump into her. You know what? Good for him. He set a boundary.
Oh, he lived in one of those, like, it must be one of those New York security guard buildings.
He didn't want to deal with somebody. That sounds great. And if he's got the means to avoid her professionally, like, to have people be on the lookout. If I had that much money at my disposal and I didn't want to see one of my neighbors, I'm sure I would do something similar. I think, good for him. And maybe she needs to learn from this and look within herself. Why am I avoidable?
No. I told you, I've watched a lot of Judge Judy. I've seen her be wrong, like, once.
Okay. Just because somebody's good at their job does not mean you don't want to see them in the hallway.
She's a good judge of character.
I don't know.
I don't know. She hates all pit bulls, though, which seems problematic.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
Hey, speaking of things that are fucked up.
Pitbull has his own Sirius XM station.
God. I thought you were going to say Pitbull has his own cereal.
No, it's like Pitbull Nation or something. And I get one free year of Sirius with my new car. And so I was scrolling through. Yeah, I am serious. So I was scrolling through and one of them is Pitbull Nation or something.
Okay. Did you listen?
I put it on and for half a second, I said to Hudson, oh my God, Pitbull has a station. And then I thought, is this not the type of music I would put on? Because it's Dolly, baby. It's Dolly.
Pitbull has impact. Is one of the contestants on The Amazing Race right now is a Pitbull backup dancer.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm not all the way caught up. I'm like perpetually behind on the new season of Amazing Race. However, oh my God, I just watched the episode where she had to sculpt in Italy or chisel.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are your thoughts? Oh my God. I've got thoughts about who. Okay, this is not about that contestant, but in general about some of the people on the cast. Why are you going on The Amazing Race if you don't want to do stuff?
Honey, don't get me started, baby.
Why are you whining? Why are you whining? Why are you like, I want to go home. Go home. What a waste of space on my TV. You know how many people want to go on The Amazing Race?
Honey, I had all the same thoughts and feelings.
Like, I validate how you could be stressed and have anxiety. Bitch, me to the fuck. However, get it together. Get it together before you come on TV. And if you can't get it together by then, maybe don't come on TV.
Hey, you know who's gotten it together?
Who? I'm not done talking about the race.
What else you gotta say?
Oh my God. And then people being like, this is not my type of challenge. Let's take the 4-hour penalty before they even tried the challenge. Yeah. I was about to scream at my TV. Don't get me heated.
So, wow. I can't believe you're loving the new season.
My main takeaway is you never meditated at my direction while I was doing a challenge. Did you?
You don't know that.
It's not in the footage.
My meditation is internal. I was always sending you brain waves. I was always, you got it, Ty. You got it, babe.
Via brainwave?
Yeah.
I never got that.
Change that oil, hun.
I never got that in my brain.
Shoot that apple.
The wave never brained.
I think user error on your end.
Reboot.
Hey.
Flash flood.
Hey, speaking of brainwaves.
Go on.
What can you tell me about those rats that were listening to Born This Way?
Oh my God. So scientists, actually, let me just try to remember what the article said. Scientists in Sweden, maybe, or maybe Czechoslovakia, or perhaps
Czech hunters?
or the Czech Republic, maybe? Or I don't know where the scientists were.
They were somewhere.
Where?
Somewhere.
Well, yeah. Oh, I thought you knew.
No. I said, baby, tell me about it.
Well, they did a study on rats. And the rats were bopping their heads to Lady Gaga. And so Yeah.
So we are the rats.
We are the rats we've been waiting for, I believe.
And that's the rat on rat.
What was the actual article? What did it say?
I don't know.
You brought it up. Rats, Lady Gaga. Researchers played Lady Gaga for rats. They bopped their heads like humans. USA Today. Did I not report the news accurately?
No fake news out of you.
Researchers played Mozart, Born This Way, Beat It, Another One Bites the Dust, Sugar by Maroon 5, and they measured the head movements and stuff, and the results are in.
The rats love Gaga the most.
It doesn't say that.
Do you think it was the Country Road remix?
No, it doesn't say anything about what. They just bopped their heads to the beat of all the songs, I think.
Rats love music.
Everyone using Lady Gaga for clicks these days again.
Even the rat community.
Even the rats. These days nowadays.
Wow. Would you say clickbait?
I don't mind.
Speaking of clickbait.
Okay. Sure.
Did you see what Mr. Peanut tweeted?
Chatterbait?
No. Check hunters?
Check? No, what did Mr. Bean tweet?
Mr. Bean, Mr. Peanut.
Oh, Mr. Peanut. What did Mr. Peanut tweet?
Mr. Peanut. What? Mr. Peanut is back on his bullshit.
Oh, well, duh. He never left it. Was he cracking you up?
He tweeted, and to all a good nut. There's no nut November.
Damn. During No Nut November, if Mr. Peanut tweets before the end of No Nut November, then it extends another month? If he sees his shadow?
He wants you to hashtag to all a good nut, and you could win the Nutmobile.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's not Mr. Peanut. Maybe it's Planner's Peanuts. What's the difference?
Well, one of them has a monocle, a top hat. I was one of them for Halloween.
So was my friend Jordan in fourth grade. Oh, wait.
I was the baby nut.
Okay, no, it is. It's the same nut. Mr. Peanut represents Planters. He loves fun.
Okay.
He wants you to nut this November and to win the Nutmobile.
I'll do it. I'll do it for the car. Does it come with Sirius XM? I need my Pitbull Nation.
Would you rather have the Nutmobile or what was that car you and Mamrie were trying to get?
Oh, the Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Wienermobile.
I can't believe we got by a Craigslist ad. We were prepared to put down a $10,000 down payment like that day. we were crowdfunding.
I bet you're the first person to get duped by a Craigslist ad.
Well, fool me once, etc. Okay, and I've never been back.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Did anybody ever write a missed connection about you on Craigslist?
I have a story about a missed connections Craigslist story that involves me and you.
Okay. Go on. Have I heard it?
Yeah, you wrote a missed connection.
No.
And the guy who responded to it was the guy that I had taken home from the bar that night.
I wrote a missed connection?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
No.
Okay, so what happened?
You saw a cute guy at Q Bar. The year was 2011.
And I wrote a missed connection?
And you wrote something like, hey, you were the cute guy with the hat at Q Bar last night. And the guy.
No way.
And the guy I had brought home from the bar that night, and then he stayed the night and left for work, he replied to your ad in the morning, and then you sent me his reply and said, isn't this the guy you brought home last night?
I did not. None of this happened.
I dreamt it all?
You dreamt it all. And what a beautiful dream it was. She dreamed a dream. She
You're right.
Did.
Your memory does you serve better. and mine is.
Yeah, but you know what? People like you people, uh-huh. You take advantage of people like me people. You know that we won't remember, so you just make things up,
baby,
about about that.
Baby, I'm going to take advantage of your ashes once you're dead.
And do what? Put them in your butt?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to drive around in my nutmobile with your ashes in my butt.
Hey, before they torch my body, before they burn it to a crisp, before they ashes to ashes, okay. Make sure you get the teeth out. Oh, these teeth,
and
these
we'll make teeth rocks.
You could do anything with. You could make a bracelet, a necklace. You could put them in rocks. Put them in taxidermy. You could do anything.
Do you think that's how it works? You're all burn the body, but keep the teeth.
Keep the teeth. Bring me the teeth, but keep the body. Yeah, body, yaddy, yaddy. Category is teeth.
Well, if I ever stumble upon your body, I will remove all the teeth first.
Thank you. There won't be many left, probably. Well, it depends on when you find me. These teeth are a hot commodity. Everybody's been taking them.
For chomping.
Yes, and that's just what they'll do.
Hey, speaking of teeth chomping.
Yes?
You think you're going to get a new peppermint frosty from Wendy's?
I think I will.
I saw the news and I thought that sounds right up my alley.
I think I would. It sounds delicious.
Did your school have shakes? In the cafeteria?
I don't think so.
Was there like treats you could buy?
Yeah, I mean, I never went through that line. Although
a sack lunch girl?
Yeah, baby, I was poor. But they did have all the condiments on the side, like past the cash register. I would just go and get a plate of like the pickle slices. And bitch, I was like, damn, free salad. It was like lunch is served.
That's what I do when I go to Super Duper Burger here in San Francisco. I just take all the pickles. They got them out.
I mean, but that's different. Those are good pickles.
What were yours?
Like the slices that would go on, like you get three slices on a Wendy's burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Super Duper ones are like...
Thickles.
thickle pickles. Yeah.
Hey, are you putting any of your pickle ornaments on your non-denominational holiday tree?
Probably. We just went to World Market the other night, but not to look for the golden gnome.
That's pretty silly.
Why not? But I mean, because I didn't know about it yet. This was before you told me about it. I know.
Big mistake.
So we have to go back.
Yeah, I'll go back. Should we go back?
Should we do a Psychobabble World Market tour? Yes. Meetups at world markets around the nation?
That's my new TikTok program.
Okay.
Just me at World Market.
Okay.
Have you bought food from World Market?
Yes, I have.
What have you gotten?
Well, they have an extensive chocolate selection.
I don't keep chocolate in the house.
Well, it's good for... You know what I would say? Chocolate is a great thing, like a nice luxury bar of chocolate is a great thing to bring to a dinner party.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to treat yourself with. That was the one thing the one thing I miss about living close to a Whole Foods is the line would queue up down the candy aisle and they had nice bars of chocolate and when it was on sale I would buy one.
Okay, I didn't ask. What else have I got from the food section at World
Market?
I didn't
ask.
Yes, you literally did. I have also gotten some type of like, they have a whole bunch of
have you ever had a
grains,
salsa?
Grains.
Really?
Like different like genres of grain.
You get a long wild rice?
No, I mean like a bag of like instant like, you know, quinoa.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
With different flavors of different cultures. So they've got like some that would go great with like Mexican food or like Indian food or like Thai food, like grain, different types of pastas and grains.
Okay, maybe I'll rices. Try it. Maybe
it
I'll
wasn't. Do I, it. What I got was not good.
Oh.
So that's not it. They do have a sale section in the far back left of our World Market.
Okay.
And I would advise you to check it out.
Okay, I'll try it.
Yeah.
I would love to try it sometime.
Cool. Cool and cool. Hey, this week is... No, it's not. Never mind.
What were you going to say? Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's next week, isn't it?
Yeah. It's well, not this week.
I'll see you next week for Thanksgiving. Well, I won't see you.
It's actually Thea-inksgiving.
That is so true.
Thea-inksgiving.
All right. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me head bopping with rats in my nutmobile with my boyfriend's ashes in my butt.
Okay.
What are you up to?
You can find me
up the butt and around the corner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Later.
Bye.